the last 2 months we've been learning that a person cannot carry from a reshus hayochid, his own personal domain, his house, into a public domain. He can't carry also for amos in a public domain, in a reshus harabim. The only way it's allowed is if he's makif the public domain with mechitzis kedin, to turn it into a reshus hayochid. Once he turns it into a reshus hayochid, so midaraisa, he's allowed to carry, because he's carrying from one reshus hayochid to another reshus hayochid. For the last week and for the next month, in the Daf HaYomi, we'll be learning the inyanim of Eruv Chatzeiros. Eruv Chatzeiros is a takona which is made by Shlomo HaMelech, which told us that even after the reshus was completely surrounded with mechitzis, has four full walls with no pierces in it, midaraisa you can carry. Shlomo HaMelech made a takona, you need an Eruv Chatzeiros. You can't carry until you are ma'arev the Chatzeiros. The mocker of this is the Gemara in Erev and in Daf Chaf Aleph on the base, which we recently learned. The Gemara says on this takana of Shlomo HaMelech that we're required to be ma'arev, Zog the Gemara, b'shoa shetiken Shlomo Erevin unetilas yadayim yotetz habas koil v'omro b'ni im chocham libecho yismach libi gamoni. This is considered one of the divrei chochma of Shlomo HaMelech. This takana of Erevin is considered chokhmah, that Kodesh Baruch says Yismach libi gam oni. What exactly was this takana of Shlomo HaMelech? Rashi says on the Chafalavim and Beis, Rashi says the purpose, not the purpose, what was the exact gzeira of Shlomo HaMelech? The gzeira was that you can't v'gozar, he made a gzeira shaloi lahoitzi, you shouldn't carry out mirshus hayochid, your personal reshus hayochid, reshus hayochid chaveiroi, from your apartment, your house, to your friend's house. Why? La'asoi siyog v'harchoko le'isr Torah. To make a siyog, a fence, and to farther a person from an isr deraisa. Why? Because if we will allow him to carry, he's going to carry from one reshus to another. He might come lahatir to allow carrying from a reshus harabim to a reshus hayochid. Because of that, we didn't allow him to carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaYochid. It's a Gzeira of the Rishus HaRabim. The Rambam, when he brings down this Gzeira, is meduyik that it's not a Gzeira because we don't want you to carry from your house to your friend's house. But rather, the Ikka Gzeira of Shlomo HaMelech was, let's take an example, you have an apartment house. Everybody's familiar. There are several apartments which open up into one central courtyard. Whether it's roofed or not roofed, doesn't make a difference. The Rambam learns the Ikka Gzeira was, we don't want you to carry from the bayis, which is a mokum that's miyuchad only for you, it's your personal house, to the central courtyard, which in Lashon HaPoskim is called the chotzer, because that chotzer is miyuchad not only for you, several, whoever has an entranceway into that chotzer, that's his place. It's similar to a street. The courtyard is for all the people who live within the confines of that house. And there we see the comparison very well. If we're going to allow you to carry from your personal domain to a public domain, relatively public domain, even though it's surrounded with mechitzes from all sides, you might come to confuse and say, if so, you will come to carry from a private domain to a public domain, which is not mukav mechitzis from all sides. That's the purpose of the gzeira. I remember myself as a small child, somebody saying, well, even a place that's not mukav mechitzis, but if you own it, it's your own personal front yard, it's not, you can carry there. Person who wasn't learned at all. He said, no, this is private, this is Rishus HaYochid. So the flip side of this, according to the Rambam, is the gzeira of Shlomo HaMelech. We don't want you to carry from any into any public domain from a private domain or vice versa. That's Das HaRambam. The Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh, when he brings down this din, brings it down differently. He brings down that the Iker Gzeira was not from a private domain to a public, relatively public domain, but rather that the Rambam, Dr. Rashba, in Avodas HaKodesh, in Shaar Gimel, in the middle of Siman Tes. The house is Afa Pisha Tashmi Shom Echod, Osir Le Taltel, Mi Beisoy Shal Zeh, Le Beisoy Shal Zeh, Achi Yaharvu. The Rashba brings it that the Isser is the original Isser, Gzeira Shleiman Melech, was to carry from one house directly into another house, not through another courtyard. An example would be if you have a backyard, which is directly at our back porch, sometimes in apartment houses, which directly has a wall separating you from your next door neighbor's backyard or back porch. There you're not carrying through any public domain. You're carrying from one private to somebody else's private domain. According to the Rashba, that was the Ikkzeir of Shlomo HaMelech. Not only that, Dr. Rashba, even from a house to a bayis hamishutaf, a central courtyard, or from a house, lechatzer hamishutafes is also asarad shi'arvu. So we have here a question: what was the ikar gzeir of Shlomo HaMelech? According to the Rambam, is mashmah that the ikar gzeir of Shlomo HaMelech was not to carry from a private house to a public domain, even if it's fully mukaf mechitzas. According to the Rashba, the gzeira was directly from house to house, and the gzeira of house to chotzer, to public domain, was a later one. Avada, the Rambam himself, also agrees that you can't carry from house to house. There are several rayas. We'll just mention one of them, and that is the Mishnah, which we will be holding, I believe, next week, right, middle of next week. The Mishnah says, Mish is discussing a connection between two houses. Is it considered enough of a connection that you could be ma'ariv between the two houses? The Mish says, Chaloin Shabain Beis Batim. That's clear. There's nothing else. There's just a window opening up into both houses. There's just a wall separating. There's no public domain in between. And that's why all the Rishonim Paskin, that the Isser of an Eruv Chatzeres is required both in a case where you're trying to carry from your bayis to a chotzer, or even from your house to somebody else's house over some kind of wall or through a hole in the wall, also is required. There is a das yachid in the Rishonim that seems to hold that bayis labayis was no gzeira, but no, it's not brought down to Shulchan Aruch, and because of this raya from the Mishnah of Chaloyim. Okay, so now we know that you're not allowed to carry, for instance, from, let's take the example of an apartment building, it's the easiest one for everybody to relate to. You can't carry from the hallway, the stairway, in the apartment building, to your own personal apartment. Okay. However, even though Shlomo HaMelech made this takona that you can't carry from a chotzer to a bayis and vice versa, he didn't turn the chotzer into a karmelis. We all remember that a karmelis can't carry from a karmelis to Rishus HaYachid, from Rishus HaYachid to a karmelis, but there's another din. You can't carry Dalet Amos in a Karmelis. Correct? You can't pick up anything in the Karmelis, an object, and carry a Dalet Amos even if you're still in the Karmelis. You didn't do any Chinuf Rishuyas. That doesn't apply by your Chatzeres. A Karmelis is a Mokum that's not Mukuf Mechitzis. Doesn't have four Mechitzis. Once the Mokum has four Mechitzis, you can carry all through it. Just not over the lintel into your house. So if you're in an apartment building, the whole length of the hallway, you can carry. It's a chotzer, an external chotzer with a central courtyard of apartments. You can carry in it completely. That's clear. That's mefurish all over. All right, that's the din in finishing Ayin Beis. Okay, we won't quote it for me. However, there's one new din which one has to be aware. That's the din of kelim sheshavsu. Normally, when we're talking carrying on Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference what you're carrying. If it's something that has a shear, it's a you know what, it doesn't make a difference what the object is. However, Eruv Chatzeres in the Takon of Shlomo was Mishadish that we have to decide on every kli what he was. Where was the kli shoyves when Shabbos starts? An example would be like this. A hat, which was any object which was bein hashmoshos in a house. That is not a good example. A kli that was bein hashmoshos in the house, and now it ended up going from the house to the chotzer. The halacha is mistapik in Simin Shinayin Beis Sif Aleph. He's mistapik. Can you carry kelim that were shoyves in the house more than dalet amos in the chotzer? In other words, you weren't allowed to bring them from the house to the chotzer. But let's say they ended up going from the house to the chotzer. You could be that you, let's say they fell in or a kid threw it or whatever. You can't be, maybe you can't be metalgal it more than Dalar Amis in the Chotzer. The case would be, an example, without full achrayas, but a sort of an idea, if you have a next door neighbor who shares, who has a backyard in between your backyard, and there's a wall in between, it's a separate chatzer, and he's, let's say, and you weren't ma'arev between the two chatzeres, so you can't carry from one to the other. But, if there was a ball that was in that backyard when Shabbos started, and then it moved over from one chatzer to the other, that's no problem. Because klape hilchos, shvisus hilchos rishuyas, all chatzeres have one din. You can carry from one chatzer to another. You can carry from one floor in an apartment building down the stairs to another one, even though that's mechatzer lechatzer. What you can't carry is mibayis lechatzer. What we're mesupik with the Bir Halacha and Siman Shinayim Beis, if Aleph, the Ramas Loshema is mesupik is, can you carry a kli that was shayvis babayis? Let's say that baseball was in the house, Benashmoshes, and on Shabbos the fellow took it out to his backyard. Now you want to carry it from one backyard to another, or even Dalet Amos, over the Rishus. That's the suffix of the Bir Halacha. So that would be a case. Let's take the practical applications. Person lived in an apartment building, we said he can't carry from the hallway into his apartment. Okay, but he has to get into the apartment. The door is locked. So that's poshit, that he can hide the key anywhere within the hallway of the apartment building, even on a different floor. A floor above, a floor below, that's no problem, because he's hiding the key in the apartment building. He's carrying it in the hallway more than Dalet Amos. That doesn't bother us. The key, he puts it, this is however, only if he puts the key, Deinash Moshe, already in his hiding place. Again, he can carry a key in the Chotzer as far as he wants. The Chotzer is Mukav Mechitzes. He can't carry the key from the Chotzer into the house. So he hides it anywhere he wants in the apartment building, then he goes to the door, and he opens the door without pushing the key in. There's a famous tshuva in Minchas Yitzchak about this. Brother in the Maram Mechaymas. Can you, certain locks, a Yale lock, certain locks are such that if you take out the key before you actually push the door open, so the key is, you, it locks again. You have to push the door open. That wouldn't be allowed because you're carrying the key from the chotzer into the house. And look, it's beyond the scope of this year what the eitz is, but the idea. You can't carry from the chotzer to the house. You can carry in the chotzer. So you open the door and put the key back in the hiding place. If the key was not in that place, in the chotzer, Ben Hashmoshes, for instance, it was in the house, and you took it from the house to the chotzer, let's, for example, say you made a Shabbos tie clip or a Shabbos belt, so that's no problem. You carried it. You didn't carry it. You wore it from the from the bayis to the chotzer, and then you went to shul, and then you came back. It's no problem. That's all right. But if you want, now, on Shabbos, somebody else is going to be coming busy in your home, so you're taking the key now, on Shabbos, from the house into the chotzer as a belt, now you want to take it out of the belt and hide it somewhere in the hallway. And that other person, you're going to tell him about it, and he's going to come and take it from the hidden place and go to the door. So if the hiding place is within Dalet Amos of the house, of the door of the house, that's the Seder. If it's more than Dalet Amos, then you're coming into the subject of the Bir Halacha. This is a din which is very not reforsum. I don't know how shliach it is, but the idea has to be remembered. You could be maker. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha brings many Rishayim Lakan Lakan. But the idea, Kalim Sheshav Subir Chotzer can be moved in the Chotzer as much as you want. Kalim Sheshav Subir Bayis could be, they can only be moved in the Chotzer Dalet Amos. Fine. Okay. That's basically the din that will be Nagea L'maisa. Just want to add on that, like we mentioned this in passing, that the kli that was shayvis b'chotzer can be even moved from one chotzer to another chotzer as long as it's mukif mechitzis. The example would be if we'll consider separate floors in an apartment building as separate chotzeres, you can still move from one to the other. Fine. Okay. You can't carry. So what's the eitza? Are shlema melech was mesakin erivin? Nichlal in the Takon of the Eirvin was that you can't carry if you were not Ma'ariv. So what is an Eirv? It's mentioned already in Shabbos and Davov, it's mentioned Keseda through the Prokin. in principle, the idea of an Eruv, let's read it the way the Rambam brings it. The Rambam brings that the logic of an Eruv is that everybody gives pas, and the pas ends up in one house. Let's say there are three. Well, let's start with three. Let's say there are three people who live in this chasa. If all three of them put their pas in one of the houses, as soon as they put it in one of the houses, a person's das is after his pas. Zakh Rambam, mahu ha'eruv hazeh. Kushi is Arabu Bamai Khalifah, they've heard it there every Shabbos, and they say like this. Kulanu Muravin, we're all mixed, Bai Khalifam the Kulanu. Kishain Shayad Kulanu Shava the Mokin Zeh, because we're all interested in where our food is. Kach Yad Kulanu Shava Bechol Mokin. It Kiilu creates an atmosphere that all of the houses become one house. Just like we're here one, also over there we're one. We'll see soon, maybe other Rishayim will say a little bit of a different Hezra. Nafkiminus Lamaisa, there aren't. So what is Eitzah? Eitzah is like this. The Ma'arav the Chaseris, by each person giving a little bit of flour, the Gemara says, you bake the flour together, you make a pas, and you put it in one place, in one of the apartments. The maximum shear required for Eitzah Chaseris is 18 groigeris. A groigeris, third of an egg, half of an egg. If you have less than 18 people in the building, then it's enough, one groigeris per person. If you have more than 18, 18 is enough. Generally speaking, my understanding is that hayesh, that we don't want to make an Erev Chatzeris every week. So what the general consensus is that you use matzah. Matzah has a din of pas, and it stores, it stays from year to year. The minig in Kehillos in Europe was that every Erev Pesach, the Rav, would be Ma'arav the Chatzeris with matzah, which they would leave from year to year. Just in an interesting note, some Rabbanim, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, where during in the morning of Erev Pesach, when it comes out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat matzah. Neither he's in the afternoon, you're not allowed to eat chametz either. So the Shabbos HaGadol Rosh is looking shut Marash, and in the Chalkes Yankov, I've seen several Beilei Torah that this was the topic of the Shabbos HaGadol Rosh. How do you create an Eruv for Erev Pesach Holiest for Shabbos? But that's not Negev to now. Okay. So you ma'ar of a pas, and my understanding is that 1 pound, a half a kilo, is definitely more than 18 groigeris. Now, but how do we get everybody to have a chelek in this pas? So in the times of Chazal, the meaning was that everybody gave a little bit of kamach, and they actually owned it. Bizmanenu, the simple answer is to have one fellow buy 1 pound of matzah, half a kilo, and to go to a different fellow who lives in the Hekif and ask him to be zoicha in all of the matzah, all of the 18 groigeris of pas, for everybody that's within this Hekif of the Mechitzah. Fine. Once he does that, so now everybody has a chelik in this Erev. Where does the Erev have to be? The Erev on Ben Hashmoshes has to be in one of the houses. This is a very important point. The Erev can't be in the chaser. It's got to be in the bayis. So if we have three or four, let's say three people that live in one chaser, their houses open into the chaser. If you leave the Erev in the chaser, it's no good. It's got to be left in the house. The Ramah talks about it. It seems that some places had a minig that they would actually leave the Erev in the shul. The shul sounds to me like a mokum that's from Yuchat for Rabin. It sounds like it would have the din of a chaser. But the right way to do it, Bizmanenu, is to put it in one kli, and everybody, nobody's makbid, everybody would let everybody else eat from the Erev, and once they do that, it's good. Well, how does this work? What is the longness of how an Erev works? So we mentioned before the Rambam, I would just like to mention Rashi's Shita. Rashi says it a little bit differently. Rashi in Daf Mem Tes Omer Aleph. Vibramaskal Mishum Diris towards the bottom of the Omer, in case any of you have a Gemara. So Rashi, Erev Mishum Diris, why? Shedaitoi Shal Odom Al Pitoi. Person's mind is where his food is. Mela. Havelahu, it becomes Ki'ilu Dairi Behahu Besa. Comes Ki'ilu, everybody is living in that house. Ve'ein Bechotzer Zele Dirach. Asare the whole Din of Erev Chatzeris is what? Is when we have several batim in the chatzer. One bayis in the chatzer does not say you can carry. It's only when there are several people, because then it looks like a public domain. If everybody put their pas or a chelik of their pas in one bayis, it turns the whole chatzer into a chatzer that has only dira. Achas v'hare kol rishus ha-chatzer miyuchedes l'bayis zeh. Rashi, your medayik is a little bit different than the Rambam. The Rambam is mashma that Erev Chatzeres creates a matzav where everybody's house doesn't answer. Because just like we're all in this house, so also everybody is in everybody's house. That was the diik that we had in the Lashon Rambam, that the Rambam says, Yad kulanu shavu b'mokam hazeh, arei onu kulanu rishus achas. Rashi is a little bit different. Rashi is mashma that it's a bittul. It turns it into a rishus of one dayar, one person living, and that's the din, that a rishus that only has one dayar living in it answers. The point of Makom Pita is important in Hilchos Erev Chatzeres, because if you have a chatzer where two people have apartments, one person lives in his apartment and the other person uses it just as an office in an oifen that he never eats there, never eats in that apartment, it won't answer. Makom Pita is not only a din in Eruv Chatzeres. Makom Pita, the Gemara's Mukhrach, is even a din in the Etzem Diyoyin, the living in the Chatzer, which is required to answer. This is an important din which has ramifications in certain halachas. If you have two people living in a Chatzer, living means they need Eruv Chatzeres. What does living mean? Living means eating. If one eats and one doesn't, he's not chayiv, even if he sleeps there. Shining the Gemara of Makom Pita, Makom Lina, that's the way we pass it. Okay. So that's the idea of how an Erev Chatzeres works. Another important din, we already were mezakeh the Erev Chatzeres. You can't be mezakeh it yourself because you own it. You have to go and go to somebody else, preferably somebody who's not from your bnei bayis, somebody who's not selling on your shulchan. Go to your neighbor across the hall and ask him to be mezakeh in the Erev for everybody that's within this hekech mechitzas. Good. And where do you put it? So we said, you put the Erev in a house, because it has to turn a bayis, like Rashi says, one of the batim has to become everybody's house. You can't leave it in the chatzer. However, this is an important din. You have to put it in the house in an oifen that people can get to it. If the house is locked, no problem, you have the key. But it has to be in an oifen that the key is accessible bein hashmoshes. The Olam remembers on Daf Lamed Beis, we learned about Eruv Tchumin, that the Eruv Tchumin has to be put in a place where it's accessible, and if it's put in a place where it's only accessible, Daf Lamed Gimel, where it's only accessible on Shabbos by doing a Melacha Deraisa, by breaking something, it's locked in a Sheder Teva Migdol, the Gemara speaks about, it's no good. Others compare this to Eruv Chatzeres. The Pashtus right place can accept this, that in order for the Erev Chatzeres to be good, it also has to be accessible bein hashmoshes. The case therefore is, this happens from time to time, if several neighbors make an Erev Chatzeres in their building and they put the Erev in the apartment of one of the people who live in the building, that's great, that's the way it should be. They use matzah, so they forget about it from year to year. He goes away for Shabbos. A Shabbos where he's away, so bein hashmoshes, it's not accessible. Because he can't get into the apartment. If you left the key by a neighbor and that's the right way, then it's a good Erev. If he's not going to leave a key by a neighbor, then what should be done is for that Shabbos, the Erev should be taken out of his bayis and put it to somebody else's bayis. If he did not do that, he went away for Shabbos and did not leave a key by a neighbor, so l'cho'oyre would depend on this. Is breaking the door an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan? Why? Because if you remember by Tchumin we learned, in the case of Migdal, Gemara and Tosis speak about that if you can access the Erev Tchumin by an Isser D'Rabbanan, steer over there, the Gemara was talking about breaking it, the box, then it's okay. So maybe we'll say the same thing. Excuse me, I already made a bracha before. So then we would say the same thing, that here, if it's an Isser D'Oraisa, no, if it can be broken by an Isser D'Rabbanan, just like the Tchum, it's okay, and Erev Chatzeres is okay. There are those who are not certain if this is true, because Erev Tchumin, which is always made with Tzorich Mitzvah, so maybe over there Chazal said that an Erev, which can be gotten, this is Rabbanan, it's called an Erev, but Erev Chatzeres, which are even made with Tzorich HaRishus, who says that where you need an Isser, the Rabbanan, to break it, it would yet be considered accessible that we could use it on Shabbos. I don't know what the minhag is, and also the question has to be decided if breaking a door is an issa derabbanan or an issa deraisa. There's a famous pre-chodosh that speaks about the marshal they bring is an envelope, tearing an envelope. Sounds like it's a derabbanan, it's malachas toiser, but you're doing it because you want to read what's inside. It's not clear if it's a derabbanan. The classical cases in Aron Kodesh, where you can't get out the Sefer Torah, but you want to get out the Sefer Torah. Breaking the Aron Kodesh, you get out the Sefer Torah. So that an issa deraisa or an issa derabbanan. Could be it's a metakin, because you want the famous discussion of the poiskim. Here also a case could be made for saying that breaking open the door would even be an issa deraisa. We're not talking about in practice, you don't have to break the door, but we're saying if it's an issa derabbanan, then a tzad could be said to say that the eruv is al kofanim a good eruv. If you put an eruv in the one of the apartments in the building, the proper thing to do is to make sure that the person is there for Shabbos, or that he left the key in an accessible place. So far, we have solved the problem of being ma'arif, a chotzer, in a simple apartment building where two or three or more yidden live. However, today it's not so simple. Because, as we have learned, not always do yidden live by themselves. Sometimes yidden live among goyim. Or the Lashon HaGemara is not only Goyim, but even Yidin She'einam Moidim Be'eruv. Generally speaking, the Poskim accept that the Hakdara of an Einoi Moide Be'eruv is somebody who, L'tzareinu, is a Mechalel Shabbos B'Fahesia. Somebody who's not even embarrassed of his Chilul Shabbos. There's a different Gemara which speaks about a fellow who was a Mechalel Shabbos, but when he came in front of Rava, and Rava saw him being Mechalel Shabbos, he was embarrassed, so they said, oh, that's called, called a Moide Be'eruv. Okay. So either, the simple case would be a Goy. If a Goy lives in the Heket, he's for sure not Moide Be'eruv. So it doesn't help for me to be Makne, to you, to be Zoicha, for everybody who's in the Heket, because he's not interested in it. The Gemara said it doesn't help for a Goy. So we learned recently, in the last few days, that Hador im Ha'akum b'chotzer, with the kids of the Mishnah that Samach Aleph Amid Bey says, Hador im Ha'akum b'chotzer oy mi she'ena moide be'erev hareiz oyser. That goy is going to aser, and you can't make an erev chaseres. La'alocha we paskin, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yankiv, that it's one yid by himself is alright. But two yidin is a problem. Two yidin with a goy in a chotzer, you can't make a regular erev chaseres. So what do we do now? What do we do now? So let's first discuss the Eitzah, which can work in a smaller situation. Let's say a person lives in what's known as a two-family house, or a three-family house, right? Or even you go to a two-family house. I want to show you a case where there's a goy and he won't answer. If he doesn't answer, you don't even need an Erev Chatzeres. Let's say you have a two-family house, and a Yid lives in one apartment, and a Goy lives in the other apartment. So, or three-family house, where there's two Yisraelim, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yankiv, and a Goy. Will the Goy answer? Will the Goy answers? However, there's a din which we didn't learn yet. It's going to be in Daf Pei Hei. That says the following. Let's say the case is that the Yid owns the house, and he rents the apartment that's in the same house to a goy. We're talking about a case where both apartments open up into the same chotzer, and from there you go out to the street. So we're going to goy answers. Right? However, if the yid is the maskir, he owns it and he rents it out to the goy, as a gemara mishnah daf hey hey, it goes like this. Hey hey on the base. If you rent out to somebody, Zokt Rav Yehuda, im yeshom tfisas yad shel balabayis einay oiser. If you have what's called tfisas yad in the dira that you rented out, let's do it. Let's right away jump to Rashi. What is tfisas yad? Zokt Rashi on the Mishnah, sheyesh le balabayis, the owner who rented it out, has mokoy bidirose shel zeh. He left a place inside the dira, which he rented out, he leaves something there, he leaves objects there, stores things there. In that case, it's ki'ilu a chulsha, a weakness in the rental, and it's considered that the Tumul and the Rishonim exactly how to learn it up. That why is it? Pashtus, the way to learn it is that it's considered that the dira's goy is not considered a real dira, because even in his dira, the Yisrael has something, he left something behind. Therefore, it remains like one chotzer. If it's one yid with one guy, the guy doesn't count. And if it's two yid with a guy, the guy doesn't count. And then the two yidin can make an air of chaseris among themselves. That heter is called the heter of tfisas yad. So you can read it even in the Rambam, how the Rambam brings down the halacha. The Rambam brings it down like this: if you left something behind, it's okay. You know why? They're all considered as guests. They're not considered as bailim, because even in their apartment, the yid, the owner, has it. Therefore, if you ever rent out, if you own a house and you have a rental, the rental is a guy, the idea is to keep something heavy there, which is yours, in some room over there, and once you keep that and it's yours, could be even if you allow him to use it, but if you say before, but I have a right to take it out at any time, that's okay. That's the heter of tfisas yad. Turns the seicher into an ireach. The case of the Gemara Agav is a yosei shel machresha. That's a heavy object, the plow, the sharp knife of the plow. If you left that behind, that's okay. Fine. I just have to say that this din is only in the case that we said where you yourself live in the apartment. If you have a rental, but you don't live in that building, in that hekes mechitzas, it doesn't help. That's the pashtus. Doesn't help. So this is the case of a two-family house, which you own both apartments, and you rented out one of them. Tfisas yad does not help if you didn't own both apartments. I have to say this: if I own an apartment, and my neighbor who's a guy owns an apartment, and I put something, he lets me keep something over there, I'll tfisas yad, it will not help. Might as well keep it. We'll discuss it shortly. Okay. So mainly you leave a big object over there, and that's going to help. Okay, so in an apartment house, in an apartment two-family house, that would be the Eitzah. Can this Eitzah be used in a hotel situation? This is a very controversial issue. Let's say the owner of the hotel is a Yid. I could be magdim that if the owner of the hotel is a goy, it might also help, because according to many paiskim, because then it becomes, if the idea that kulam ka'archem, as it becomes one rishus, so I don't care if the owner is a goy, I can carry in a goy's house, I can carry in a goy's chotzer, right? If we have a chotzer, if we have a house that has only goyim in it, and there's a chotzer there, you can carry in that chotzer, you can be chotzer labayis. There's no dinir chotzeris by a goy. Dira sa'atum lav shmei dira. Allah alamaisa, right? If you happen to go into an apartment which has only goy, and for some odd reason you want to go into the apartment of a goy, it's alright. So could tfisas yad, if it helps, it'll help even if the right place can hold, even if the masker is a goy. Okay, but the question is, what's the tfisas yad over here? So the famous Tshuvas Maharsham, which everybody quotes, it's enough if we quote just two lines of it. The case of the Maharsham was where Yidden were in a hotel. Let's give it the cases, for instance, it's in the summer. And everybody's renting rooms in the summer. However, in each room, yesh lebalabayis tanurim shel kochlis. There's ovens. Ve'oim din becholach adorim hamuskar. And every room has one of these. Ve'ein soyrich bohem leho'orchim klal. Ve'ein hamuskarim lohem klal. Just translate, there's something, an oven of some sort in each room, which the people didn't rent that oven. They don't need it. They're not using it. The Balabais can take it out at any time. That's a good thesis. In such a case, if you have a hotel where there's an object which is not being used at all, that's alright. Question is, what happens if that's not the case? Generally speaking, in our rentals, when we rent a hotel room, for instance, whatever's there has a use, and we're using it. So here, it's Yadua, that in Igros Moshe, a famous Jew in Igros Moshe, Simon Kufnam Aleph, in the first Chelik, where he says that even if, let's take the example of a refrigerator, you're using the refrigerator. It's in the room and you're using it. He rented it to you. However, you have a certain responsibility as a shomer not to break down that refrigerator. So in a certain sense, it's still his. You have a certain responsibility klapei that fridge. Dr. Ramesha, that's enough. That's enough for it to be called that the Bayil has a tishas yad, because he has an object in there, even if it's an object which I'm using and was rented to me. The same is cooler. A lot of poskim argue on this. A lot of poskim bismaneinu argue on this, because where's the hechre? First of all, Marsham says before us that the idea is because you are not using it. It's his and only his. The Dvar Avram l'chayr argues on Ramesha, and Ramesha says, I don't understand. He doesn't argue on Ramesha, he's before Ramesha, he just deals with this svar, and he says, if we're going to, he says, a vada has to be a kli that you're not using. But if it's a kli that you are using, so then the rental of the apartment itself should be considered not a dira and shouldn't share. I'm the owner, I rented it to you. The renting of the house is a problem, it's called you have your separate dira, so why isn't the renting of the fridge called? Cool? Oh, then, so you do it, that's not the Ramesha. Feinstein, Gavra, Rabba. Where there is a machlokes among contemporary poskim is what happens if there's a fridge. However, this is very shchiach. Did you really rent the fridge? When you rented the apartment, the hotel room, did you rent the fridge? No, you didn't rent the fridge. You rented a fridge. It's understood that the owner of the hotel can come in and take out the fridge and put in a different one. How do we look at that? Do we say that it's mamish the case of the Marsham? Because it's not yours. You can use it, but the fact is that he has something which is his, even during the tkufa of the rental. The whole point is that what did I rent for now on Shabbos? Did I rent this fridge? No. He can give me a different one. So that's very machlekes among contemporary poskim, and I understand is that generally they could take out the fridge and give you a different one, right? As far as that's like that, and that would be a big sad lahokal if to consider it tfisas yad. Okay, Agav Rashi himself in that pehei which we quote is mashmal not like Ramesha, because he says that the goy puts kelim there lahatznia, he's keeping them there. That lashon would be even if we'll take that Rashi narrowly and say only where the owner put kelim lahatznia, it would be mashmal even not like the machlokes we're talking about the case of the fridge, but rather lahatznia means no use at all. It would narrow us only to the heter of the marsha. Okay. Fine. If the soicher is a guy, it also works. So you state Mufurish Sulchan Aruch, and some Shin Pei Dalit. If the maskir is a guy, so we said also that it works, and we'll just prove it. The Rajba says that if the maskir of the hotel is a guy, it works, and his mocker is from our Gemara, which we learned a few days ago. The Gemara, the Rajba learns of the Gemara of Hoyu Sham Chamisha Schiroi Vehei Lekitoi. Case in the Samach Dalet Amar Aleph that you had five Schirim Lekitam of the Yid. So the Rajba learns that that was the case, that it was five Schirim Lekitam of the Goy. I'm sorry. However, the Goy had Tfisas Yad in all of them, in those five apartments or rooms or whatever they were, and that's why it helps. So the Rajba learns that it's our Gemara that says that it helps of Tfisas Yad. Okay, and the Chazish Paskin like that, that's standard accepting that even if the goy, even if the maskir is a goy, it's okay. So if you have a hotel which is owned by a goy, and the goy has something in all the rooms, which, depending on the Masham and Ramesha, whatever, however you want to look at what you want the goy, there has to be all the rooms. You have to have in time sharing, I don't know if that would work. But if he has something in all the rooms, and it's a goy, then look how you don't even need Sechiras Rishos. Even if it's a yid, you wouldn't know. Okay. That would be the case. However, and this is the hardest thing to make sure, the owner has to live within the hekif. That's why this hekif is not so usable, because most large, small bed and breakfast may be okay, but in hotels, it's hard to say that the owner of the hotel, let's say it's a limited liability corporation, right? Stock. I own the hotel. Well, the stock owner. It's hard to say that the owner of the hotel should live there. And pashtus, if the owner of the hotel doesn't live within the heck of it and the chitzis, it doesn't work. That's the pashtus, like we said in the Rambam. The whole lomdus is because everybody blinds like an oireach by the owner, their schiris is weak. But if the owner is out of the heck, it can't be an oireach by a guy who's not there. Then your bias kicks back in, so to say. Therefore, it's no good. There is one true of minority opinion that holds that it's okay.
not being machriya, but this is the point that has to be dealt with. Even if we'll accept that there are kelim there, therefore it is tfisas yadva, where's the maskir? Is the maskir in the hekif or not? So in the case of the two or three family house where you're the owner and you rent it out, or you're the renter and the guy rent whatever, if he has something there, that's beseder. If you're renting from a guy in this family, the three family, I would suggest that you tell the guy to leave something behind. Create an artificial tfisas yad, and then it's okay. Okay. Another hetter which has to be discussed as far as hotels is the issue of, is your rental complete? Because this, I'm not sure this legally has to be decided. Can, if you rent a room in a hotel, can the proprietor come and kick you out if he gives you a different room? So that's the old question. So what, do you rent the fridge or a fridge? In the room, I'm not so sure. If the owner of the hotel, some place you want to discuss this, that if the owner of the hotel can get you out, even if they have to give you a different room, maybe that would be okay. But from what I understand is, it's not true. I could say I don't want to move. I have the right. I don't know. This has to be discussed legally. That might be, even then, it's not clear if that's going to help, because I'm still a renter within the hekif. If he could do that, that might help. Do you have time to continue a bit? Okay. Fine. Okay. Now we've discussed the private house, which is the easiest. We've discussed the hotel. And now we're going to discuss an apartment house where there are several people who live there, goyim. And they live there, you're a renter, they're a renter. Doesn't help. And everybody understands that this discussion of the apartment house with several goyim and several yid living together will lead us to the discussion of all contemporary Eruvin, neighborhood wide, city wide, country wide. Every Eruv means that the Rabbanim went ahead and constructed an Eruv. They put mechitzas all the way around the city, the neighborhood, the town, whatever it is. Good, you still can't carry because you didn't make an Eruv Chatzeres. I let them make an Eruv Chatzeres, they can't. There's also Goyim who live within the Hekif, and like we said before, Goy is Oyster. You can't have a Goy within your Hekif, so how do you get him out? So everybody remembers the Gemara we learned this short while ago. Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Lachman Baristik or Haman Baristik was a guy, and he lived in the Mavi. He was a guy. Omrulei, they told him, Oiger Lan Rishusach, rent us out your Rishus. So this is our first exposure to the idea of, even if there's a guy within the Hekif, there is a way to rent him out, and then you'll make the regular Erev Chatzeres with Zchi. Okay, how do you do it? So the simple way is, you go over to the guy. You don't have to tell him much. You tell him, look, there's an Indian or Arab, and if you take take from us a dollar, and with that we keep rented your reshus in the chotzer. It's enough. That helps. It's enough even to rent from him the reshus, not his reshus in the chotzer, but even the reshus to put something in his house. This is the principle of Schira Lekites, which we'll discuss in a few minutes. Okay? So you're renting from the guy something, and once you do that, he's out. Okay, so if you have a guy or two guys in your apartment building, or three or four, you can do that. But in a city, who's going to go to every guy? Not going to happen. You're not going to be able to approach every guy and rent from him. So what's the answer? How do you make an Eruv Chatzeres within a neighborhood where there are many, many goyim living within the... Okay, so the Rishonim already, famous one of the Tshuvas HaRashba, build on this din in Shulchan Aruch. If you could rent from the guy, great. You rent from the rishus. What happens if you can't? He's not interested. Im eino reitzel lahaskir. So he gives us the eitzel which we mentioned. You don't have to rent from the guy, but rather shin pei beis if you'd beis. Rather, you become friendly with him until he gives you permission to leave something, even a key, in his rishus. Why does that help? Because that turns you into what's called a schiroi ulekita. Schiroi literally means a worker or a
person who harvests for the goy. In order to rent from the goy, you don't have to rent from him directly. It's enough to rent from somebody who works for him, somebody who's on his staff. If you have a right to leave an object in the rishus of the goy, you ki'ilu come like on the staff of the goy, you ki'ilu have the din of Sechir Elokitah. Obviously it doesn't mean that you're working for the goy, but you ki'ilu have enough rishus in the bayis, in the house of the goy, that then we can rent from you. Okay? So if you went over to your neighbor to go and put a key there, that's the classical case, that you ask the goy neighbor, if you're worried, you can give him a slug. It doesn't have to be the real key of the house, but you can give him your key, watch it for you, and now you have the right, you just have a right, could you please let me keep my key in your apartment? He says, okay. And then you can make a serious reshus from you. Because you are, you can be safe for the reshus of the guy out of the heket, because you have a right, you're serious the key of the guy. Okay, so that's very good in the individual case. I just want to say an interesting story. In a certain neighborhood, there was it was an apartment building, and there was a few neighbors who weren't going right in my debate, so the Fruma neighbors wanted to allow themselves to carry in the chassis, so they tried to make serious reshus from each individual guy, or in my debate, or whatever it was. So one fellow told me he went over to one of the neighbors who he was in a fight with, and he asked him, if you mind, please, can I keep a key by you in case I'm out of town, in case I lose my key, in case I come back? So the neighbor says, okay, no problem, I'll put it right, tack it together with the other key from a different neighbor. And there was a different neighbor had already left a key, truthfully. Okay, so he said, okay, he left this. Now we have two keys. So who cares? One was done for the reason of Eirev, one was done honestly. Both of them are good, doesn't make a difference. But it helped, because a short while later, the neighbor came back to the neighbor who the key was left by, came back to him and said, no, I'm sorry, my lawyer said I shouldn't take anything from you. It seems they were in an argument over porch rights extensions and all that. He gave it back to him. He said, I'm not keeping this. So they killed the Eirev, but it did it, because the other neighbor had already left the key there. So they made a serious through the other neighbor, and the heck, it was okay. Good. So that's the simple aid to leave something by the neighbor, and such make a schiris. And that's what we do. You become a schira lakita. Again, in a big city, it's not practical. What's the aitza? The aitza is what the Rajba calls schirus misar ho'ir. In the times of the Rishonim, many cities were, we know that there were two classes. There were the serfs, there were the nobility. The Jews were in between. But the Jews didn't really own their houses. Rather, it was a right that they had to live there under what we call chasut of the nobility, the owner, the sar ho'ir. He owned, really, the properties. Every sar ho'ir could kick anybody out at will. He could move them around, side a yid, side a serf, side a goyim. He could move everybody back. He really owned it. So in a certain sense, he for sure had a right to billet soldiers in every apartment. So in a certain sense, every apartment had automatically... Every mokum dir, every house had automatically a sarvoy, had automatically a schira yulikite, had automatically somebody else, the goy, the boss, who had a right to enter and use and keep the apartment which was ki'ilu owned by everybody else. Schiras rishus, like we said, you don't have to make from each apartment. You can make also from the schira yulikite of each apartment. So the Rishonim really say that the Sar Ho'ir has a din like a Shira Yolakita. He has a din like, he's at least as strong as us that we left the key in somebody's apartment. He had such a right in everybody's apartment. The Shiras from him helped. This was called Shiras from Sar Ho'ir. The Chabad brings it in Shin Sadag Aleph Sif Aleph, Sif Beis. And later person called it Shiras from the Burgermeister. Today, this has to be discussed. Quite honestly, the more democratic the society is, the more questionable this series has become. And this is one of the major issues which Rabbanim have to decide when they are actually doing a series reshus, when they actually make an Erev Chaseris. They have to be comfortable with the schiras that they did from the goyim. If you can individually, in a small street, a dead-end street, if you can do from every goy individually, every ayin by the bayim individually, that's the best thing. But in a large city situation, it's not practical. And this is one of the issues where the Rabbanim are hesitant. Do we rent from the police department?
depends on the country. Do they have, does the police department have a koyach just to break into anybody's house and take something and put something? They might need the judge. If it's something which is needed from several people together, a judge plus a policeman plus the president, it might not help. This is questionable. This is one of the major issues which are in today's Erevin complicated. And an answer which was suggested, we'll finish with this note, is that the Ramah says that could be that the Saroyer doesn't have a right to enter people's houses, but let's say he has a right in the streets, in the hallways. There he can go without a search warrant. So maybe let's make a serious reshus from the Sar Ha'ir al Kolponim on his right in the Mavui, and then what will it help? I won't be able to carry from the house of the Goy into the Chatzar, but I will be able to carry al Kolponim from my house into the Chatzar. Such a case was suggested. This is also questionable, because that means that you're saying that the Goy has a right, that the Sarai has a right in the hallways of every apartment building, any Mokum Dira which is considered a Chatzar. That's also questionable. However, this is something, this is one of the major issues which come up today when one is doing an Erev in a city. Finish off with the idea of a hotel. Maybe there's a day that holds that in a hotel you can make a schirus from the schiroi lekitoi of the owner who has tfisas yad. Talks about this. Many poskim are not happy with this. In other words, put both together. We said that if the owner lives within the heck of the mechitzis, that's okay. He has tfisas yad and all, he left the kli and the refrigerator and all of the rooms, that's alright. We also said that there's a din of schiroi lekitoi, you can make schirus rishus from the schiroi lekitoi. What happens if the owner of the hotel doesn't live there, but one of his staff lives there, and the owner had the tfisas yad? Can you make a tzchiras reshus from the tzchiras lekitoi? That itself is questionable. Good evening.